love here on BBC Radio Manchester to hear how you're helping other people in your community.
Make a difference.
BBC Radio Manchester.
Now, we know the last 18 months have been a particularly challenging time for people with learning disabilities, but an amazing Manchester charity called Ordinary Lifestyles, who support people with disabilities, have been doing fantastic work supporting people and their families. And now we can get out. They're making sure everyone who enjoys a boogie can get out of the house for a turn on the dance floor. Well, Clodagh McGurran is the CEO of Ordinary Lifestyles and joins me now. Good morning, Clodagh.
Good morning.
Tell us about Ordinary Lifestyles. What is the charity, and tell us a bit more about the work you do?
So, Ordinary Lifestyles, we were set up in 1993 by a group of parents who had grown-up children with disabilities, and they believed that their children should be able to live in their own homes in the communities where they'd grown up. 28 years later, we continue to provide social care services that are designed around the needs of the people we support, ranging from 24-hour supported living services to supporting people who live more independently. And we even support a few people who live at home with their parents. So today we support 30 people in total and employ around 70 staff.
Oh, it sounds absolutely fantastic. How in particular did you help support people through the lockdown? What changed because of the pandemic?
So a lot of the people we support didn't understand why their social activities suddenly stopped overnight, and our staff had to think really creatively about how to support people safely and ensure they still had those social interactions. So we've had stuff like Zoom Bingo, which developed into a bit of a disco. That's where our DJ from Gold Saturdays actually learned his trade, at the Zoom Bingo and disco nights on a Tuesday. We had sing and sign on Zoom, and then the staff supported people to do all the things we did, I suppose, like the baking, arts and craft, walking, everything we did to keep busy during lockdown. We'd started an allotment project at the end of 2019. And that's in the community allotments in Humphrey Park in Ermston. And that was that became a focal point, really, because people there could have real life social interactions in a safe outdoor space and grow some vegetables at the same time.
That's brilliant. And now that we can meet up in groups again, you've set up a brand new disco called Gold Saturdays. You mentioned it then. Tell us a bit more about it.
So, we have a people's forum, and we regularly seek feedback from the people we support, and enjoyment and fun is one of our values. So I'm currently going through our annual feedback questionnaires, and quite a common response to how things could improve is more parties, more discos, more dancing at discos. So hopefully this is something that will boost morale and keep everyone happy. The idea has been instigated by our staff who have organised it. We had a trial event on the 25th of September, and during this event we had a marble vote to name that disco. The winner was Gold Saturdays, and Gold stands for Great Ordinary Lifestyles Disco.
Oh, fab.
And we're just hoping that, you know, obviously the next disco is planned for the 30th of October. We'll have a bit of a Halloween theme. And we're just hoping this is the start of things getting a little bit more back to normal.
That's excellent. How can people book tickets for that then?
So you can book tickets by calling Andy Dodd, who is also our DJ, DJ Doddy, on 07971 531 193, or emailing him at andy@ordinary-lifestyles.org.uk.
That's great. Thank you so much for getting in touch with us, for telling us all about that, Clodagh.
That's fine, no problem. Thank you.
That is Clodagh McGurran there, who is the CEO of Ordinary Lifestyles, who support people with disabilities.